So I said to his teacher, Mrs. Garner, you want to move Max up a grade? But the school year's already started. And she said, Max is so advanced, fifth grade is a waste of his time. Hasn't she run out of people to brag to that Max is skipping a grade and starting middle school? Yeah, oh, okay, Dr. Rubenstein, I'll let you finish that root canal. What? Can't a mom be proud?
Well, there's proud, and then there's whatever you're doing. But Max does seem pretty excited to hang out with the older kids. When I was his age, the only older kids I had to hang out with were you two. Luckily, you were very immature.
That is so not true. Hey, look, I spelled booger with my alphabet. Well, Max was born a 40-year-old. Try 80. The other day he told me to enjoy these days. They pass so quickly. And then he gave me a dollar. Hey, what are you guys doing up on time?
Trust me, I didn't want to be. But Max was up at dawn exfoliating.
Yeah, and then he came into my room to borrow my moisturizer and kept calling it drugstore trash.
Good morning, aunt, brother, mother, and gibblers. Said in no particular order or bias.
Ah, you went with the three-piece suit.
I'm in a new school with new kids. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
My first impression in middle school was Barack Obama.
Good luck beating that.
Wow, the back door's always open too.
Hey, Ethan, thanks for driving us to school today.
I couldn't wait to see you.
Ew, guys, come on, it's way too early in the morning for that.
You're probably wondering why I called you here.
No, I am not.
You called us here? I just came for a free sandwich.
We have a problem.
Oh, no. Are there possums in the kitchen again?
There were possums in the kitchen?
Shh! Steve is talking.
Okay, so you know how every year Uncle Monty's holds a sandwich eating contest where we compete against a customer for free sandwiches?
I am co-owner of the Sandwich Emporium, and I have never heard of this contest.
Wow. You guys really need to read my deli/podiatry blog, Meat and Feet. For years, Uncle Monty was unbeatable until a customer came along with an appetite even bigger than Uncle Monty himself.
Who could match the legendary sandwich capacity of Uncle Monty?
Berkowitz. Now that we own the store, one of us has to take him on to try to reclaim the coveted Golden Submarine trophy.
He's even eating a sandwich in the picture.
We couldn't find one where he wasn't.
Oh, how was your day, honey? Oh, you're not Max.
I'm not Max, but I do like a stale cookie.
Mm. They're not stale, they're biscotti.
Which is Italian for stale cookies.
Hands off, those are for Max and me in our annual first day of school download. We chat, we snack. I call it snack chat.
What's your yearly banner budget?
You don't want to know. Oh, there he is. It's time for snack chat. How was your day?
Fine.
Where are you going? I've got Earl Grey, I've got biscotti. Oh, and I even printed out pictures of your teachers so we could play who teaches what. Skinny mustache, skinny tie, gotta be biology, right?
Whatever. Got homework.
That was weird, right?
I know. I've never seen him with his shirt untucked. Even as a baby, his onesie was tucked into his diaper.
I know what just happened. Jackson went through the same thing. We just witnessed typical middle school boy behavior.
Bruh.
That was low-key cringe. Game over. Yeet.
Tonight, the winner of the family eat-off will have the honor to represent Uncle Monty's. From the beginning of time, great moments have been born of great opportunities.
Okay, can it there, Mighty Ducks. Now, with Jimmy out of town, it is obvious that the winner will be Jackson. You guys remember how much coleslaw he ate for his birthday?
Well, I didn't know it was for everyone.
Jackson, it was in a serving bowl with a giant spoon.
Stephanie does have a point. Who eats more than a teenage boy?
How about a 40-year-old man who just crushed his Zumba class?
Excuse me. I'm famous for eating sandwiches. For 2 decades, it's literally all you knew about me.
Wait. Hey, what about me?
What about you?
I have just as much of a chance to win as any of you.
Cute.
Now, we're going to settle this the old-fashioned way, by speed-eating hoagies. Okay, ready, set, go. Five, four, three, two. Sandwiches down.
A nice warm-up. Okay, who wants to do this for real?
Ramona, did you just eat 6 sandwiches?
7, actually, and a few pickles just to show off. Let this be a lesson to you all.
Well, looks like the new Uncle Monty is Ramona Beatrice Gibbler.
Make way for this notorious RBG. You gonna finish that?
No, thanks. After last night, I can't look at another sandwich.
Still stuffed?
No. A sandwich represents all my failures.
That's funny. Your mother represents all of mine.
What's up, dudes?
Dudes? Did that come out of you? Is it dress-up day at school? Because... if so, you are nailing basic American bro.
No khakis, no vest, ha ha ha. Very funny, Max. Go upstairs and change. You're gonna be late for school.
It's all good. I'm rocking this today, baby.
Did you just call me baby?
Sure did, shoddy.
Max, did something happen at school yesterday?
Whoa, fall back, Mom. I'm in middle school now. I retired my vest and ties. I'm not a child anymore.
Well, you look like someone I know. I just can't put my finger on it.
Hey, everybody.
Whoa. They're bro twins.
My man. Love the threads.
Dude.
Ready to head off to the shelter for a little volunteer work?
One second. Max, are you sure you're okay?
I'm great. But do you mind running to the mall and grabbing me some sweatpants?
You always say sweatpants are a cry for help.
That was the old Max. Later, skater.
I like that kid.
Go wait in the car.
Ramona, darling, sit down. It's time we told you the truth.
Is something wrong?
Yes. You have more of our genes than is considered safe.
The amount of sandwiches you ate last night is not an anomaly.
You come from a long line of competitive eaters on both sides.
Okay, well, if I have this superpower, then I want to use it for the greater good. And winning this eating contest is going to be the perfect opportunity to show the world that women can do anything, even beat a guy like Berkowitz. But you must nurture and hone this gift.
And believe.
I do believe. Now, make me a champion.
It is ready. You can do it.
Keep going faster.
It's a cold day. It's a cold day.
Get there, Dr. Queen. Keep going faster.
Quite a turnout. Where's Max?
Oh, he's right there.
Oh, ooh. Booyah!
Oh, that's Max. He's wearing cargo shorts. I've never seen his knees before.
He told DJ this morning he dropped a bait to take a wood shot. And then he told me a fart joke.
Which one? I mean, how's DJ handling all this?
She's at the mall right now buying him sweatpants and questioning every parenting choice she's ever made.
Welcome, everyone, to the annual Uncle Monty's Sandwich Eat-Off. In this corner, our returning champion, Berkowitz. And now, our challenger, she's talented, sweet, and loves to eat, Ramona Gidler!
We finally meet, Berkowitz.
What's up, fun size? Shouldn't you be eating your Lunchables?
What, you think you got what it takes?
Do I look like I don't?
You're right, yeah, I'm gonna rescind that question, but keep the attitude.
Hey, Ramona!
Dathan! Hey, you're here! Why are you here?
To cheer on my amazing girlfriend. I want to support you.
You really didn't have to do that. Like, really, really, really didn't have to do that.
I wouldn't miss this for anything.
All right, eaters, the sandwiches are ready. Great.
Just excuse me one sec.
Ramona!
Ha, she's forfeiting. I knew it. Berkowitz wins.
Okay, not so fast, all right? I'm going to go check and see how she is.
Chop, chop, girlfriend. I don't want to be late for my spin class.
Didn't you read the sign, employees only?
Oh, come on. No one actually works here.
What happened out there?
It's no big deal. It's just a stomach thing and a breathing thing and a sweating thing. Am I sweating? I'm sweating, aren't I?
It's just performance anxiety. I promise. Once you're out there, the nerves are gonna go away.
I need Ethan to go away.
Oh. So that's what this is all about.
Ethan's gonna see me shoving food in my face. And I know I'm supposed to be all warrior woman, but I don't want my boyfriend to see me so...
unfeminine?
Yeah. God. And I hate myself for caring that he's gonna see me like that. You know, I didn't think I was the kind of girl to care. The woman to care. I'm a disgrace to my gender.
No. No, you're not. You are your gender. Women get all these mixed signals. You know, we're told to act like one of the boys, but then when we do, the boys get intimidated.
It's infuriating.
Yeah, and exhausting. Look, Ramona, one of the most liberating things I ever did was to stop caring what people thought about me.
Even DJ?
Well, let's not get crazy.
So, if a guy thinks me power eating against a 300-pound man is wrong, then he's wrong for me.
You said it, sister. Come here. Mm-mm. Now, go out there and eat like a girl.
Go, Ramona! You're a gibbler with the gift of gobble, so keep gobbling, gibbler!
You got him on the ropes! Now finish him, Ro-Ro!
Ro-Ro? Now he's using unclever nicknames?
What are you, tapping out there, little Debbie?
You wish, Jerkowitz. You can do it, Ramona.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Sandwiches down. Jerkowitz, 12 sandwiches.
Yes, personal best. Jerkowitz wins, baby. Yeah.
Ramona Gibbler ate 13 sandwiches.
Yes, Gibbler wins, baby.
Ramona Gibbler reclaims the golden sob for Uncle Monty.
She did it!
You're pretty tough.
Thanks, kid. So is that turkey. I'm gonna be yelping about that.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Really? It didn't gross you out even a little bit?
Nothing you do could gross me out.
Attention, everyone! There is not a possum in the kitchen. But please, exit immediately before you get bitten by not a possum.
Look at this. Max had me buy him pants with an elastic waistband.
I didn't want to tell you, but earlier, I heard him burp the entire alphabet. P through Z was a struggle, but he muscled through it.
What did I do? Well, I pushed him too hard. Well, I had such high expectations for Max, and I thought if anyone could handle this jump, it would be him. I'm a terrible mother.
No, you're not. You did what you thought was best. And you thought wrong.
Thanks a lot, Kimmy.
Well, nobody could have predicted that he would go in this direction. Actually, maybe I could have predicted it. You? I think I know what this is about. This is Field Trip to Fisherman's Wharf all over again.
Of course. Definitely Field Trip to Fisherman's Wharf. Come on.
You've led me astray long enough, Calvin Klein. It's over.
Hey, Max. Got you those sweatpants and a shirt with a sports logo.
Awesome. I was just getting rid of some of my baby clothes to make room for them.
Hey, buddy, did I ever tell you about the field trip Kimmy and I took to Fisherman's Wharf? We were in the third grade, and Kimmy was sitting on the bus alone, wearing her classic bacon and egg scarf.
That's why I was alone. All the kids always made fun of it. Nobody wanted to sit with me because they thought I was weird. But then, somebody did sit next to me. Do you know who that was?
Let me guess. My mom.
How did you know?
We're having a heart-to-heart talk, and if it wasn't my mom, this would be kind of pointless.
Well, that bacon and egg scarf was the reason I knew I had to be friends with Kimmy. I mean, someone who wore that had to be fun and exciting.
I'm a very dynamic individual, Max.
I loved how unique Kimmy was. And if she changed herself to fit in, I would have never noticed her.
Well, I don't have a DJ. At lunch, I heard the kids who dress like this say that I look like an extra from Young Sheldon. An extra, not even the lead. I ate lunch alone while these kids laughed at me. And I could hear them the whole time.
Oh, Max, I'm so sorry.
I know I've always been a little different than the other kids, but I've never cared before. But I guess middle school is just different, so I thought it'd be safer just to blend in. That way they'd leave me alone.
I want the names of those kids and their phone numbers because I am gonna tear them.
Fall back, Mama Bear. Look. I know it seems like blending in is better right now. Trust me, Max. Kids like us were meant to stand out. Life might be more complicated and it may take a little longer to find our place in this world. But once we do, it's filled with true support and love.
Max, you are so special, and we love who you are. And you will find people at your school and in life who will appreciate the authentic Max.
Just like your mom found me.
Really?
I promise.
Oh, what a relief. Oh, I'm sorry, Calvin Klein. I will never abandon you again.
And the boy is back.
There you go, Mama. You've earned this.
We all did. You got Ramona through her issue, and you got Max and me through ours.
Yeah. We are pretty great. To us.
And to our children. May we nurture their talents, whatever they may be.
And may they dress however they like and be whoever they are.
Yeah. And may they poop once a day and sleep through the night.
Cheers. Cheers.
Well, so much for that.
Thank you.